It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, April 11th. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Ben Johnson. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius resigned last night. The resignation comes on the heels of huge troubles around the Obamacare website, healthcare.gov. President Obama will reportedly nominate Sylvia Matthews Burwell to replace her. Burwell is currently the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Passover is next week. The Jewish holiday will be celebrated by people all over the world, and some of them will be getting a little help from their phones. A lot of apps have been cropping up that cater to religious studies and practices. Rabbi Joshua Franklin says religious apps can encourage spiritual learning. He serves at Temple Beth Elohim, a Reform congregation in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Hello, Rabbi.
Thank you for having me.
Rabbi Joshua, from what I understand, you have an iPhone. Describe the apps on your phone.
So I'm a self-described tech junkie. And so I like to kind of categorize the apps that I have, and that includes a Jewish apps folder where I have and use all sorts of apps, ranging from apps to help me study to apps that I would use in an educational setting. For example, one is iTorah Blessings, which I think is a fantastic app for helping B'nai Mitzvah students learn the Torah blessings before they read the Torah for their bar bat mitzvah.
It sounds like a lot of these apps help you interact with the text. Is that what most of them do?
And I'm sure there's plenty of apps that I don't have, but there's also apps that help people interact with each other. I'm sure there's dating apps for people who want to find their Jewish soulmate. But for me, at least, I primarily use them as a resource for finding and studying Jewish texts.
I feel like we often think of technology as opposed to spirituality. It sounds like you find that technology in certain ways enhances your spirituality. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, for example, here at Temple Beth Elohim, once a month, we do something called visual tefillah. Tefillah is the Jewish word for prayer. And what we do is we actually host the artists within our community who take photographs or paint different paintings that capture what a prayer might be about. And then we project those prayers onto screens and interlay the Jewish text over it. Technology can really create an elevated Jewish experience.
What is your favorite religious app?
My favorite one? I can't tell you who created it, but whoever did, I'm very thankful. It's called On Your Way in English, or in Hebrew, Uvelechtecha Vaderech. It's an app that is pretty much a very comprehensive Jewish library, to the point where if you had the same resources in print form, it would probably take up 10 to 15 bookshelves. And it's just the entire Jewish universe in the palm of your hand.
Rabbi Joshua Franklin serves Temple Beth Elohim, a Reform congregation in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Rabbi Joshua, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's time for Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from this week's tech news. We're joined by Natasha Tiku, editor of Valley Wag. Natasha, are you ready to play?
Let's do this.
So the first number is 2/3 of web servers
that were affected by Heartbleed.
Yes, that's exactly right. So what have you been doing to deal with Heartbleed?
I have been emailing everyone I know, asking them to please change their passwords.
Can you just juggle all your passwords, or do you need to like do a clean slate and have passwords that you've never used before?
I made up new stuff. I always like picture the scene in the movie when they're going through, you're like, your cat, your dog, your family.
Yes,
and so I try
yes.
to pick things that they would never associate with me. I've already said too much.
So do you have a number for me?
I do. $42.8 billion.
That is a great deal of money. I don't know. I don't know. What is it?
It is internet ad revenue for 2013, which just replaced revenue for broadcast TV for the first time.
$42 billion? That number crossed my mind, but I thought that number was way too big for ad revenue. I have a number that is actually quite similar, 42, again. It's a little different, though. It's 42,000 vehicles.
the number of self-driving cars that Google has or wanted to have?
That is an awesome guess, but it's actually far creepier than that. So 42,000 Mazdas were recalled because of spiders.
Oh, my God.
They were attracted to the smell of petrol, and they started weaving webs inside the engine, and spider webs can cause blockage and build up pressure. So Mazda actually had to recall 42,000 cars.
I'm really glad my driver's license is expired right now.
See, this doesn't happen on the subway. Other things happen on the subway.
Yeah, then you have a rat running over your foot. So
exactly. Do you have a number for me?
Yes, 100 million.
$100 million?
Active users.
100 million active users. Is this the number of people who use Seamless?
No, but that is a very good guess. I would also guess, you know, the number of times I've ordered from Seamless. But it's actually the number of active users in India that Facebook just crossed that threshold.
Wow.
Facebook, like, revised its goal now to get 1 billion users in India, which is, you know, maybe the only country where they can say that and mean it.
And Natasha Tiku is the co-editor for ValleyWag. Natasha, thank you.
Thanks so much.
And finally, we've all been there. You're home, curled up after dinner, when you get an urgent email from your boss. Think that happens to everyone? Not the French. France just passed a law that requires employees to disconnect after 6 p.m. After hours, emails from bosses are banned. I wonder if Marketplace needs a France correspondent. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.